Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show.
Our very special guest today is Jillian Greenfield. She holds a BA in anthropology from the University of British Columbia and an MFA in documentary from Ryerson University. She also studied filmmaking at FAMU in the Czech Republic. Currently, she's just finishing up co-directing Fulon, a feature documentary on the life of Fulon Deve, India's celebrated feminist bandit queen. The film is now in post-production and set to be released in the new year. And you can visit FulonDeveMovie.com for more info on that. Jillian is also the president of Cielo Films, a newly launched independent film company aiming to produce thought-provoking films on women's rights. She's now producing the Spice Girls of Rajasthan documentary. This feature-length social issue documentary tells the compelling story of seven sisters in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, India, who inherit a spice business from their father. In Rajasthan's aggressively male-dominated culture, they are cautioned to sell the company to a man. Instead, they face down threats of physical violence to run the business on their own. And Carol, I understand that Jillian is sponsored by From the Heart Productions, Inc., right?
Yes, she is, Claire. Thank you so much. And Jillian, thank you for joining us. It's such an important documentary. We want to hear all about the seven sisters becoming entrepreneurs in a male-dominated area. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Claire and Carol, for having me.
No, it's going to be fun. So let's start with what inspired you to tell the story of these sisters. This is in Jodhpur, Rajasthan. All right, tell us about that.
Okay, my inspiration to tell the story of these seven sisters in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, who inherit their father's spice business, stems from a deep commitment to showcasing women's empowerment and resilience. So I've been working on a film, as you mentioned, Fulon, which is about the transcendent story of Fulon Devi, an Indian social justice warrior who fought for the underdog and exploited, much like the modern-day female Robin Hood. This film highlights the power and resilience of the human spirit, showcasing Fulon's rise from extreme poverty and abuse to empowerment, a narrative that aligns with the Me Too movement today and the ongoing fight against gender and racial discrimination. So it's my work on Fulon which underscores the impact of sexual violence and celebrates the healing and resilience. It parallels the themes in the Spice Girls of Rajasthan, which also tackles gender discrimination in Indian society. And I'm working with my executive producer, Kasi Sambaraju, who has a profound understanding of these issues in India. She was born in India, and she completed her master's thesis in the Netherlands on gender rights and natural resources. And she recently published a fictional novella about feminism and mother and daughter relations in India. So together, our values, interests, and motivations shape a unique approach to tell this story. We aim to highlight the strength and resilience of women in Indian society, offering insights and perspectives that inspire action and awareness on a global scale.
Right. Wonderful. Okay. So let's talk about some of the challenges that you and your team faced during the development phase of the documentary.
Okay. There were many challenges because, as mentioned, this is a male-dominated society, and especially in the marketplace. The location of where these women have the spice shop is located in a marketplace called the Clock Tower. And throughout the years, it's been dominated by men, and no women have really had stores there. And the Bicycles of Rajasthan were the first female store in this marketplace. So when we were there with our cameras, all eyes were on us. And it was really hard to feel comfortable filming without possibly having violence happen in the marketplace. And there were people talking, oh, the camera people are here again. And one of the major challenges was to get the oppositional voices, was to interview the other store owners and to really get them to say what they really meant and how they really felt about women owning stores, because they were kind of used to media coming and dropping by and documenting the story of the Spice Girls, because it was a really rare phenomenon to have women open a store in the marketplace. So it was additionally difficult sometimes to get the seven daughters to come to the store to be filmed because they were fearing the jealousy of their neighbors. So to overcome these challenges, we decided to use some animation to explain parts of their story.
Oh, that's a good idea. So and tell us about that. What are you using?
Well, when they opened their store, what happened, the basic storyline is that the father, Mohanlal Berhamal, he started a little spice shop, just kind of walking around selling spices. And then one day he became popular, and then His Highness Maharaja Gaj Singh Ji Sabib invited him to sell the spices in his courtyard. And so he did that, and it even made him more popular. He went and opened up his own store in the marketplace, which is where the Clock Tower is. And then he passed away. And so what happened was the mother decided to continue running the store against all of her family's advice and all of the advice of the community. They said, sell the store, we'll take care of you. Women shouldn't be in the marketplace. And she said, no, I'm going to keep the store. She went and she stole the papers from a family member's house, and she put her daughters in there to run the store. And so slowly, slowly, you saw little violent happenings. And one of the worst violent occurrences was when there was an attempted acid attack on Nikki, which is one of the Spice Girls. She's the one who was out there trying to get customers to come to the store. And so, you know, in marketplaces, they have people walking around inviting people to your store. She was doing that, which is a very male job. And so one day she was doing that, and these men almost threw acid on her. She looked back and she ran. And if she didn't run, she would have had an acid attack on her. And so that was really scary. And slowly, slowly, there's been different occurrences where violence has been there, present, for them opening the store. So I just think that these women really have something to say and to teach us with their perseverance of how they're dealing with their situation.
Yes, it's like America was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know, from being in the industry, you know, it was tough. So the thing is that only part of the sisters go to the store then, I guess, and run it. And do they still walk around and drive people to the store? They still have the courage to do that?
Yes, well, they've become very popular now because their spices are amazing. They're all organic, and they're mixed, and they're kept without chemicals. And so they're becoming really popular, especially online. People are writing about them in travel guides, and people from all over the world are ending up in their store. So they don't really have to walk around as much as they used to. It's more of an online phenomenon now. And so they keep very private in the sense that they don't have an open online presence. They invite you to be part of their online presence because they need to feel safe and secure. So, and I think because they've become more popular, it has become a level safer than before.
Oh, how wonderful. So what is their address? You want to give us some information on how to find them online?
Yes, they're MV Spices. So if you just type in MV Spices, and you can even type in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, which is J-O-D-H-P-U-R. Rajasthan is R-A-J-A-S-T-H-A-N.
Wonderful. Okay, this is so much fun. So when you were shooting, were the men, how did the men treat you with the camera equipment? And did you have a female crew or a male crew? Does that matter?
Sure. I went in three different times. And the first time I went with Kasi Sambaraju, my executive producer, and she flew in Hindi. So language is also a big barrier. If you don't know the language, it's going to stop a lot of the interview. So that was a great time to kind of go and talk to the people and really get some type of insight. But again, because there has been media there before documenting the Spice Girl story, of, there's been the BBC were there and local news stations. So they are accustomed now to people coming around and highlighting the MV Spices. And so they're a bit cautious. And so then the next time I went back with a male crew, and again, my cinematographer knew Hindi, so that was easier to get them to talk, but it was harder to get them to understand that this is part of a bigger picture, because they are protecting their store. They don't want their store to get any bad news as well, which I understand. So again, really difficult, no matter if you have the language, because of the title of the story, The Spice Girls of Rajasthan. So people are a bit, hesitant to, they would probably be more open if it was celebrating their spices as well.
Yes, so, of course.
Yeah. We are celebrating spices in this story. It's not only a social issue documentary. We are talking about the positive benefits that spices can have on your health and where they're grown, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not trying to just put a villain in the story, but we want to show the struggle that the girls have in the marketplace.
Absolutely. That's really important. It's empowering for other women to see them overcome that. So I've been to Rajasthan and to Jaipur, and I loved it. It was full of art, and the city is beautiful. So tell me some of the cultural aspects that you are capturing in your documentary.
Sure. Well, we were really lucky to be there during the months of February, March, April, May. And so we hit some of the major festivals, if you've heard of the festival Holi. And this is known for its joyful throwing of colors and marking the arrival of spring. And we also documented Latmar Holi in Jodhpur, where women symbolically hit men with sticks in a play-bearded tradition. Additionally, we filmed a festival called Shitla Shtimi. It's dedicated to worshiping the goddess Shitla Mata. And this festival highlights the community's devotion and the importance of seeking protection and blessings for health and well-being. And we also filmed, satsangs when women sit in groups. The mother, Bhagwanti Mohanlal, she has held satsangs in her house. So we've been really lucky to capture the rich culturally traditions of even their intricate cooking styles in the story of the Spice Girls of Rajasthan. Yeah.
So it'll be cooking. You will learn about spices, where they come from, and what they do for your health. Is that included?
Yes, because when the girls and when the women sell their spices, they teach people who are buying the spices about how they can benefit you. So we will find out about that in the film.
Oh, I think that's really important. And you sent me some spices. I've had a lot of fun cooking with them because I've been a vegetarian for 50 years. So I love to cook Indian food. It's mainly because there are so many spices that are good for your health that you use when you cook.
Right. Yes. Yes. It comes from the Ayurveda tradition, the basic tradition, the holistic tradition in India. And so that's where their cooking stems from. Mm-hmm.
It really keeps you healthy. Now, so what is it you want the viewers to take away from the film, The Spice Girls?
Well, there's so many things they can take away from the film. But one thing that I would love them to take away from the film is these women's perseverance and their fight never to give up. You know, even if everyone around you says, you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, but to really stay strong with their belief and do it anyway.
I think that would be such a good film for women's organizations in America, because we think we've got problems. I mean, to see the problems that these young women are experiencing in a world where everyone can get online and talk about things, it's shocking that this much negativity still is being felt around the world towards women in business. So this is a good film. And what do you envision the contributions to the conversation about women's rights from this film?
That's a good question. Well, what I'm thinking about this film is just showing the fight of women's issues in a cultural context, but it's a universal issue. So in different cultures, it could look differently. But you still have that standing patriarchy, I think, that's happening in a lot of places in the world. And this is just one example of something that's happening on a larger scale.
Right. One example of what's happening on a larger scale. Tell people how they can reach you, Gillian.
Well, you could check our website out, www.thespicegirlsofrajasthan.com, and you can send messages through there. You can also check our Instagram account out. And if you follow us on our social media, you can stay updated on things that are going to be coming up. We're going to be having an online fundraising campaign in October where you can actually purchase some of MB Spices on that campaign.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Great idea.
Thank you.
So you were capturing day-to-day operations of the girls running the business, right? And that's where you picked up the information about the spices, how they help your health and well-being.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So tell us how you're balancing the sisters' personal stories with the broader issues.
Okay. So first of all, we wanted to get to know the girls, and we wanted to get to know their personal stories. And, you know, every individual is different, and every sister has come into this business in a different way. And they have their own challenges as well. And so those are just subjective views of an issue that's happening on a bigger scale. So if you can just kind of weave the personal story in with a bigger issue of, let's say, women in India and what's happening and the pressures that women face, then you can put the subjective view into a bigger picture. So what we've done is we have interviews with the sisters. And then we have also interviewed some social scientists and nonprofit organizations to talk about the status of women in India and the struggles that these women face. We've also interviewed some of the spice farmers, where they tell us the challenges that women are facing in that field. And some of the other women who look up to these women and who have created their own business because of the help of the Spice Girls of Rajasthan. So combining their personal stories throughout interviews with a cultural, sociological perspective kind of interweaves the subjective voice in with the bigger picture.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what have you personally learned from their resilience and determination?
Oh, I've learned so much working with these girls. First of all, their strength is amazing, and their belief in themselves is really admirable, and the way that they all work together to help each other out. And another interesting thing that they have done is they're super educated women. You know, some of them have a law degree, another one has an engineering degree, and one of them knows 7 languages, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's Nikki, and she taught herself how to speak those languages by tourists coming in and learning from the tourists. So their perseverance and their ability to just continue forward is really inspiring.
Well, this is great, and to see sisters working together as a team is a great achievement right there. That's wonderful. Well,
mm-hmm.
I want to know more about Fulan. That's the documentary that you co-directed, and that's going to be released soon, right? Tell us about this project, please.
We're in post-production, so we are, you know, putting it a fine cut together, basically, on the edit line. And it's a very inspiring story. As I said, it's about a woman who fought for the other dog and the exploited. And she fought for women's rights. So she came from a low-caste village in Uttar Pradesh. It's a state in India. And she was born into a low-caste family. And then she was abducted by bandits. And she was gang-raped for 10 days. And then she escaped, and she formed her own gang, and then she roamed the Shambhal Valley. It's an area in India, and she took justice into her own hands. So she would maim or kill men that were hurting women. So she was violent, but she did not choose violence. That kind of was a rebellion, and it was something that came to her that I can't explain it. But what she did is she finally surrendered, and then she went to jail on her own terms. And when she came out of jail, she was elected to parliament twice, and she couldn't read or write. Yeah, and then she was assassinated. So her story is one of never giving up and, you know, looking for justice. Even when someone says you're wrong, she knew justice was there.
That's powerful. And what mm-hmm. did you have to overcome to do that film? Were people freely and openly giving you information on her?
Again, we had a great production manager there. So she got us some great interviews with some of the other members of Fulan's group of the bandits that fought with her. And we also had an interview with one of her co-leader bandits, Man Singh, and he was hiding, actually, in the forest. We got an interview with him. And her family was quite open to speaking on camera. The difficult part was the assassination part, because they still don't know who assassinated her. They put someone in jail, but they don't know who hired him. So I guess the political part was a bit difficult to get that information, but her story, people were pretty open in telling her story.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And they love mm-hmm. her. She is revered, right?
Yes, I guess. But you know, against the opposition to Fulan, that was difficult. The opposing bandits were very, you know, they were denying everything. They were denying that Fulan was gang raped even.
My goodness.
You know, that was interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Same thing that we've experienced over here where it didn't happen. You've got to prove it.
Mm-hmm,
oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see any parallels between these two films, Fulan and Spice Girls?
Oh, definitely.
With messages
definitely.
And themes, right?
Yes, like I said, my work on Fulon underscores the impacts of sexual violence and celebrates healing resilience, where the themes in The Spice Girls also tackles gender discrimination and the limits that patriarchy can try and put on you. And it tries to keep you in a box. If this is who you should be, and these women are saying, no, that's not who we should be. We need to be independent. We need to be strong. We need to have our own life in our own hands. And they both fought for that. And they're fighting for that. The Spice Girls continue fighting for that.
Exactly. That's great. Well, what are your plans for distribution?
Well, like I said, we're still in, as I said before, we're still in production in the sense of seeing where this film is going to go. We'd like it to go onto streamers. We'd like it to go into festivals. And so right now we're still kind of working on the vision of where we want it to be exactly.
Well, both films would be seen in India, would be seen all over the world. I'm sure world mm-hmm. distribution would be available for you, right?
Mm. That would be amazing. That's our dream, yes. We want as
right.
many people to see this and inspire as many people as possible.
Right. Good. Well, that's exactly what we need. Now, let's talk about emerging, aspiring filmmakers and what advice could you give them, especially those interested in social issues and women's rights?
Mm-hmm. My advice to aspiring documentary filmmakers, especially those focused on social issues and women's rights, is to conduct thorough research and build trust with your subjects and show be open to cultural sensitivity. So be adaptable to unforeseen challenges, be flexible to what happens in any situation, because you never really know the rules when you're going into a new area. You need to kind of be quiet, learn the rules a little bit to see how not to overstep them and to find out information, but in a very subtle way, not to be direct into it, but to kind of watch it and to know it. So, and I think that documentaries can inspire change and raise awareness. So we need to approach our subject matter with responsibility and to contribute a positive discourse around social issues and women's rights.
You know, Gillian, I talked to a filmmaker who did a film, this was several years back, about brothels in India. And
yes,
she lived
mm-hmm.
there. She went and moved and mm-hmm. lived there for about a year mm-hmm. before she even talked about filming or anything, so she could learn the subjects. She wanted to get to meet them, understand them, create trust likability.
Mm.
And she spent a lot of time creating that foundation before she ever started shooting. So this
good
is really
her.
Good advice. You know, you've got to
Thank
know
you.
Who the people are and understand what's acceptable and what's not, because you're
mm-hmm.
from another culture, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And there's always going to be something, you know, there's always
yes.
going to be something. And so that's why we need to learn how to be adaptable as well. So, okay, so that happened. Let's continue this way or let's continue that way. So to be flexible, I think, is a really key attribute to have while filming, too.
Right. And so you've been between these two films, you must have been on this 4 years, 5 years. How long?
Well, this the Spice Girls of Rajasthan is a recent development. So I would say about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
Fulon
great.
Has been... Yeah, Fulon has been, it's been longer with Fulon because I don't know if you remember the Canadian system had some issues with its funding way back. And so we had a broadcaster Super Channel on board with Fulon and they almost went bankrupt. So our funding got held back for a number of years. So we're now back on it and we're there to finally get it out into the world.
Oh, this is good news. Yes, it takes patience and a lot of determination, right? To get your funding and get the films made. So tell us how people can reach you.
Okay, so you can go to our, again, you can write an email. So if you're interested in Fulan, go to our website, www.fulandevimovie.com. That's PHOOLANDEVIMovie.com. Or if you're interested in the Spice Girls, you can go to thespicegirlsofrajasthan.com and send me an email through there. It'd be great to hear from you.
So, and in October of 2024, you will be doing a crowdfunding campaign, and you'll be some of the perks for the donations will be spices, right?
That's right. Yes, and you'll get to taste some of their incredible spice mixes that stem from the mother's mother's recipes.
And will you? Are you going to share any recipes with on this campaign? Because I think good recipes out of India are so wonderful.
That's a great idea. I'm going to ask the MB Spice Girls if we can. I'll put the word in. That's a great idea.
Yeah, because I have a book, an Indian cookbook for from scratch, where you make everything from scratch, and it is so much fun. You know, learning how to make the seeds pop open when you start cooking your spices, and that really brings a great flavor to your food. So, and then you're really getting all of the herbs and the spices in a natural way in your body and staying healthy. I think that Indian people are very healthy in general.
Yes, it's I think vegetarianism is a very healthy way to go. And again, in India, that that is the one style of eating that's traditionally known to the Ayurvedic system. And but they all they do also have meat there, you know, in stores, and people do eat meat. So it's not a full vegetarian country, but if you're a vegetarian, it's the best country to go to.
That's true. That is very true. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this. Good luck with your films, and I hope you'll
join us for having me in the
future. And let's hear how you succeed. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch your film develop and get out on the market. Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your support. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Claire, thank you very much for being part of our event.
As always, I learned so much. Thank you both.
Okay, best of luck.
Okay, thank you. Take care, Carol, Claire. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Be well, everyone.
Be well, everyone.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice. Fair use. Successful crowdfunding. How to ask for music rights. And what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.